Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Now, AAA gaming is a medium that comes with a boatload of great feelings, but there is a yin to that yang. For every amazing AAA experience, you get plenty that miss the mark. And it's become all too familiar, a feeling for players to get their hands on a game that they're incredibly excited about, only to find it in a broken and unplayable state. This has led to growing frustrations within the gaming community, and even some of the best studios can suffer from this. And at the end of the day, nobody wants to waste their money. But you know what? While it is easy to point the finger at developers and say, "You have ruined my game," there are plenty of times when a broken title actually gets repaired, becoming closer to what they originally promised. So let's take a look at them. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 broken AAA video games you didn't realize got fixed. Number 10, Assassin's Creed Unity. Oh wow, that is a face that sunk 1,000 consoles. Just look at it. Seeing the once phenomenal Assassin's Creed franchise turned into a joke was a pretty big gut punch back in 2014. The highly anticipated release of the 8th mainline AC game was met with jeers and boos when it arrived, with so many glitches and bugs that you could barely look at it, let alone play it. The infamous picture of a faceless Arno with his eyes and teeth exposed became the poster child for criticizing AAA game development. That was the case then, but how does it stand up now? Well, shockingly, the game is much better if you pick it up and play today. Those monstrous bugs have mostly been ironed out, and the core game presents you with a classic Assassin's Creed experience. The patches have turned Unity into a much better product, and it's hard to think of a better option if you want to relive the old-school simplicity of the series. Plus, losing these technical issues helps you focus on the game's best-selling points, like the gorgeous Parisian setting. Many were, rightfully, quick to write this one off upon its release, which is why not enough people know that it has much improved since. Number 9, Batman Arkham Knight on the PC. If you picked up Batman Arkham Knight on the PS4 or Xbox One back in 2015, then barring some potential frustrations with the Batmobile or the story, you were likely more than happy. But then there were those unlucky few who grabbed a PC copy, and oh boy, happiness was the last thing on their minds. You see, the PC port of the Caped Crusaders battle against the Arkham Knight was woefully broken. Playing it was damn near impossible, as it was the victim of all of the worst problems a game can face. You had severe lag, poorly loading textures, unpredictable frame rates, and crashes, crashes, crashes. Batman would not stand for this. However, somehow Rocksteady managed to turn public opinion round, even if not many people, console gamers especially, actually knew about it. Nowadays, the PC port of the game is not only good, but according to ScreenRant, is arguably better than the console versions. The bugs, glitches, and constant crashes are nowhere to be seen, and it runs at a buttery smooth frame rate of 60 to 90 FPS, well over that of the 30fps cap that is found on consoles. After this port's dire release, many avoided it like the plague, but now you'll have no trouble running it on PC. Number 8, For Honor. A multiplayer action game where you take on the role of a Viking, a samurai, or a knight? I mean, this should have been a massive IP for multiplayer gaming. Sadly, it was a concept that Ubisoft immaculately fumbled, as it was broken as a shield is after being whacked with a warhammer. For Honor's online connectivity problems were dreadful, as the game didn't even run on dedicated servers. Then there were crashes and disconnects Tactics galore, which is naturally a death knell for any online multiplayer experience, and it also came with a fair few bugs which remained consistent post-launch. This all led to a mass exodus of the player base, with For Honor's initial promise left to fester in disappointment. But as of right now, the game is in its best state that it's ever been. There are still plenty of problems, but the game runs much smoother. The online connection is stronger and the bugs are lesser. Plus, there's two brand new factions, the Wulin and the Outlanders. While the number of active players has definitely dwindled, there is still a dedicated fan base, so you'll still be able to enjoy the challenging combat against some other skilled gamers. For Honor will never be the game changer that it was supposed to be, but it is definitely worth a play. Number 7. Aliens Colonial Marines. Is Aliens Colonial Marines the biggest missed opportunity in gaming? Well, that's a tough question to answer because there's so many other options to choose from. But still, the fact that so many people think it is kind of says it all. The idea of a video game tying the aftermath of the 1986 film Aliens to the FPS action genre was mouth-watering, especially after those epic gameplay footage trailers, but then it came out and gamers felt as though a xenomorph had ripped their hearts out. There were bugs everywhere, game-breaking glitches, and most egregiously of all, utterly abysmal AI on the titular aliens. If the terrifying enemies barely functioned, then why even bother playing this game? However, that last issue has, in a rather unexpected turn of events, been vastly improved. It was discovered years later, as revealed in a report from Kotaku, that a typo in the game's coding was actually messing up the creatures, and fixing it made them a hell of a lot smoother. Shockingly, this improvement was diagnosed and executed not by Gearbox, but by an intrepid modder. Of course, the game is still far from being an excellent title, but with that issue fixed, it's at least worth trying. Number 6. Street Fighter 5. With the release of Street Fighter 6 this year, it's safe to say that Street Fighter fans are eating bloody well, but there was a time when lovers of this seminal fighting franchise were being fed utter rubbish. Enter Street Fighter 5. The release of the fifth mainline Street Fighter game was not a smooth showing for Capcom. It arrived in a deeply unfinished state, and not only did it experience a slew of technical issues like its broken servers and bugs, but it was also missing a bunch of content. I mean, where were all the bloody fighters? The roster was tiny, plus there wasn't even an arcade mode. How could this even be called a AAA release when it was missing so much? Many disappointed players had to accept this and move on, but a blessing came 2 years later with Street Fighter Arcade Edition. This free updated version of the game fixed a lot of bugs and added plenty of content to make up for the latest release. And if that wasn't enough, the Champion Edition then came in 2020 and buffed the title up even more. With Street Fighter 6 kicking butt right now, it's funny to look back at how Capcom nearly caused this iconic IP's health to drop to zero.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 5, Middle-earth Shadow of War. So let's just shout this one quickly from the rooftops. Microtransactions ruin single-player games! Now, to be fair, they often ruin multiplayer games as well, but there's just something so much worse about cramming them into a game that absolutely has no space for them. Unfortunately, though, that is what happened with Shadow of War. This follow-up to the awesome Middle-earth Shadow of Mordor should have been a loving exploration of the iconic fantasy property and an update to the game's nemesis system, but its use of microtransactions and controversial endgame left people angrier than Gandalf whenever Pippin breaks something. However, while these maligned features caused problems at first, the devs eventually listened to their fans and fixed the issue by making a series of improvements. One of the most notable updates was the complete removal of the marketplace. Bye-bye, microtransactions! And the endgame was also revamped, with the number of missions required to complete the Shadow Wars greatly reduced. Beforehand, the game's true ending was locked away behind a monstrous grind, which encouraged you to spend real-life money on loot boxes to try and get useful gear. But if you want to pick the game up now, you won't experience such troubles. Number 4, Halo Master Chief Collection. The Master Chief Collection felt like it was going to be the holy grail for Halo fans back in 2014. It was a chance to return to one of the greatest gaming franchises ever produced and the iconic multiplayer mode that brought so much joy to gamers. Then came the matchmaking issues, those damn matchmaking issues. The multiplayer connectivity problems were so bad that it caused fans to turn on the game instantly, as you could barely even make it into an online game, and if you did, you'd experience heaps of trouble. 343 Industries fanned the flames by publicly apologizing, then repeatedly claiming to have fixed the issues before players realized they hadn't. This vicious cycle continued on for some time, like a snake eating its own tail. But thankfully, things did eventually get better, even if many had already moved on. By 2018, the patches produced for the title managed to get it into a more playable state. There were still problems, but they were less common. In 2023, though, the game is very much worth it, with the majority of issues nowhere to be seen and plenty of incentive to enjoy the once dire multiplayer suite. Number 3, Mass Effect Andromeda. Returning to the world or universe of Mass Effect was something that fans were pretty skeptical about. The BioWare trilogy was, barring a controversial ending, pretty much perfect, and sometimes it's nice to just leave things alone. Sadly, all of those fears were realized when Andromeda came out, and it was utterly laughable. Just like AC Unity, you only need look at a couple of shots at the game's poorly rendered characters to see what was wrong here. Space might be scary, but the horrendously uncanny faces pulled by these characters, well, they make cosmic horror look like nothing. It wasn't just poor animation, though, as bugs and glitches also plagued every step of the game. Besides the technical issues, players were also disappointed with the lackluster story that came far from capturing the epic scale or emotion of the adventures of Commander Shepard. All that said, though, the game has had multiple upgrades since its release. Andromeda still has its problems, as following up on the previous games was just an insurmountable task, but it's a lot less broken now, with many of the technical issues being eradicated. If you want a galaxy-spanning sci-fi adventure, this is a flawed, yet fairly decent option. Number 2, Battlefield 2042. The ups and downs of the Battlefield franchise are about as tepid and unpredictable as being out in the middle of an ocean during a storm. An all-time low for the franchise, though, was undoubtedly Battlefield 2042, which rocked the gaming world with its poor decision-making. But those who are playing it now, well, they're singing a slightly different tune. EA's bizarre choices for this game could be seen instantly, as it was decided that this would be a multiplayer-only AAA release with no story mode. While not every Battlefield game has come equipped with a full single-player campaign, it has been a recent trend for the series for one to be included, and it became an instant turnoff for a lot of players that BF2042 did not even include one. Then there was the gutting of the class-based system that left a sour taste in many mouths. This all somehow got even worse after the game was released. Players were met with a metric ton of issues like extensive bugs, awful server connectivity problems, and a general lack of features. Whoever paid full price for this, well, they felt robbed. But that was then, and EA has surprisingly turned this game around. The company has patched away at the title and eradicated a lot of its technical issues. On top of that, the class system was then reinstated, and post-launch content has added depth to the game. It's no surprise that many slept on this title, but if you like the franchise, you might not be as disappointed to dip your toes back in. And number 1, Star Wars Jedi Survivor. Star Wars Jedi Survivor was quick to become the whipping boy for gamers everywhere, as they pointed to it and said, well, AAA games should not come this broken. Truthfully, this backlash was entirely justified, especially considering that the title was supposed to be a shining beacon of next-gen gaming, but EA have done their best to remedy it with September 2023's Patch 7. Survivor was released with plenty of noticeable bugs and a deplorable habit of dropping frame rates, especially whilst in performance mode. And while you can forgive lag in some titles, it's hard to write it off in a game like this, which takes the Soulsborne approach to combat. Losing a couple of frames when you need frame-perfect precision is a death sentence to Cal, which becomes very obvious during boss fights and battles with large hordes of enemies. However, finally, gamers can play this game at 60 FPS on consoles thanks to recent updates. The game runs far better now, as the performance mode has been reworked. The save system has also been tweaked to avoid save game corruption, bug fixes have been implemented, and plenty of other issues have been addressed. Now would definitely be the time to pick this game up if you're waiting for it to get fixed. And there we go, my friends. Those were 10 broken AAA video games you didn't realize got fixed. I hope that you enjoyed that, and please let me know what you thought about it down in the comments section below. As always, I've been Jules. You have been awesome, my friend. Hope you're treating yourself well. And also, big love from me to you, you massive ledge. Now go out there and absolutely smash it. And also, while I've got you, why don't you swing over to the FGS or Future Game Show YouTube channel where I'm doing all of my gaming content going forward. And it'd be lovely to see you over there, my friends. Until then, take it easy. Big love. Goodbye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.